Hey guys, thanks so much for joining me on the show today. I had a great conversation with Damona Hoffman, and this was her third time on the show. She first came on way back in episode number 7 when we were still in the single digits. It's hard to believe we are approaching 400 episodes, so pretty cool to have her back on. And Damona has been coaching singles on how to find love online and offline for over 15 years, and her articles appear regularly in the LA Times and Washington Post, and she's a regular on-air contributor to the Drew Barrymore Show, NPR, and NBC's Access Daily. She also has her own podcast, Dates and Mates, which is also approaching 400 episodes, and it is always a pleasure to talk to Damona. And today, her and I get into dating, and particularly online dating, what she's seeing coming up in 2022. She works with OkCupid, so she has access to their data. So she gives some really great tips on the things that are working and not working in people's profiles that they're seeing in the data, and other things that she's learned through coaching her clients in particularly online dating, which is how most of us are dating these days. So really a lot of great advice, and I love Damona's energy and enthusiasm for the topic. I know you guys will too. As always, thanks so much for tuning in and enjoy today's show. Hi, Damona. Thanks so much for joining me back on the show.
So glad to be here. Thank you.
In the pre-show, we were talking about dating and how the peak dating season is start of the new year through Valentine's Day. I did not know that, but certainly our listeners may not have known that, but may be feeling it because they're like, hey, I want a date. I'm trying to start off the year good. And we could talk about maybe why that's the peak dating season, certainly, but thought we could have a conversation about dating in 2022 and what that looks like. Obviously, we got the pandemic still affecting our personal lives, dating lives tremendously. So let's dive in. Maybe we could start with having you tell us why this is peak dating season.
This is a really interesting time of year. As a dating coach, I've been doing this for over 15 years. So I always see the cycles. In January, there's a big peak. It's New Year's resolutions. It's everybody coming back from the holidays and having their grandma ask them, like, why did you bring anybody nice home this year? And then Valentine's Day, of course. We're in the lead up to Valentine's Day. So all those pressures kind of create this magical stew of peak dating season, and the highest number of singles flocking to dating apps in particular to find love. And this is a really interesting peak dating season this year for two reasons. One, because the first Sunday of the year is always Dating Sunday. That's when we see a big spike on OkCupid, and all the dating apps see this. But this year, it's January 2nd. Is the first Sunday. So it's kind of close to New Year's, and a lot of people aren't really back to their daily lives yet. So we're anticipating that there are actually going to be two peak days for Dating Sunday, two dating Sundays. There'll be the 2nd and then also the 9th. The other thing that's different about this year, as you mentioned, there's been a little something going around, a little pandemic.
Unfortunately.
So, yeah, unfortunately, it just keeps dragging on. And I keep thinking, this is when we're going to finally turn a corner. But on my podcast, Dates and Mates, I take questions from listeners, and I've started to get the questions again with Omicron variant. Well, now how do we date? How do we connect with people? It's not really feeling comfortable to do that offline right now. So people are back to dating apps. They're back to virtual dates. They're back to this kind of pre-2021 way of dating again. It's going to be a very interesting peak dating season.
So you mentioned your podcast, Dates and Mates, and you are over 400 episodes and fast approaching that at 360 something, depending on when this airs. What have you learned? You know, obviously hosting a podcast, I'm a bit different from yourself. I don't do any kind of coaching or give advice. I'm just kind of listening and enjoying it right along with our listener, in the sense of taking in this relationship advice and trying to apply it to my life. And I was curious, as someone in a similar field, getting all this information and then using it with clients, getting questions, what are the big takeaways you've had? And then maybe we could tie that in to people that are listening that will be dating in 2022, as how they can approach their dating life. And then we can dive into some of the data as well that you have from the OkCupid side.
Yeah, it's been very interesting seeing everything evolve. Look, I met my husband online before it was cool, before we would even tell people that that's how we met, actually 18 years ago. So online dating has been a thing for a while. And when I came into the scene as a coach, the system was very different. Like, even at that point, people didn't have, they didn't have smartphones. Like, that was the biggest disruptor for the online dating space for the longest time. First, it was just having cell phones and being able to then take the dating app with you. Then when you look at the swipe technology, making it so easy to connect and to just get online very quickly and then start matching with people and talking to people, that was kind of the next big wave and the next big disruptor. And then we had COVID. So those are like the big tentpole moments. And then when you consider culturally how many changes we've been through, and, you know, we're talking about the last 15 years. That is not a whole lot of time to see these rapid evolutions. So culturally, things have shifted into, you know, people having more awareness of, you know, there's the Black Lives Matter movement and Me Too and so many things politically that have shifted that absolutely do impact dating. We also see just the way that we communicate has shifted today. So a lot of times people will say to me like, oh, well, I hate online dating. I don't like using the apps. I never meet anyone there. And I think that it's not so much the app as it is the way that you're using it. And a lot of times people aren't frustrated with the app. They're frustrated with the communication because they'll stay on the chat or texting someone for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then never actually move offline. Or when they do move offline, they have set themselves up for disappointment. So we have to really consider the way that our communication has shifted and the way that we just are relating to one another shifting as a factor in where we are in dating today.
What would you tell someone who's listening, who's like, yeah, that's me. I'm frustrated with the swipe culture and online dating, but maybe they're just taking the wrong approach, or they don't realize that they have the power to change the way they're communicating to attract different people, or maybe change their bio, things like that? What would you tell them?
Well, Chase, I think you nailed it in your question, actually. First, just adapting this growth mindset that this has been my experience up to this point, but it can change. And I always tell my clients, it only takes one. It only takes one. So when you really dial in to understanding the dating process, and I say dating process, not because I'm non-romantic, but because I really look at it as, over the last 15 years, I've boiled it down to a series of steps that when I take my clients through it, every time their life shifts. And most of the time, within 3 months, they're in a relationship. And many of them have said, oh, I've been doing dating apps for 5 years. I've been doing it this way. I've been doing it wrong. And they adopt that growth mindset that they can learn a new set of skills. But that's the first thing we have to agree on, that dating is not magic, that chemistry is, well, this might be a leap now, but that chemistry is not does not equate to compatibility, and that that dating can be learned. It is a skill set that usually we are not taught. And you have to be either experience it enough yourself to develop the strategy or be shown the strategy if you want to change your outcome.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. When you work full-time, have kids, and run a podcast, it's hard to make time for a multiple-step skincare protocol. That's why I'm excited to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. Let me repeat it. They make it easy. No complicated routine, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. If you're looking for skincare products that are simple and effective, for a limited time, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your first OneSkin purchase when using the code IDO when you check out at oneskin.co. I've been using OneSkin's body lotion for about a month, and I've already seen noticeable improvements with small wrinkles and textures on my skin, specifically on the back of my neck and the back of my hands, two places where I get a lot of sun. Plus, my skin looks and feels healthier all around. It's all thanks to OneSkin's revolutionary OS-01 peptide, the first ingredient proven to deactivate aging cells responsible for lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. Unlike traditional skincare products that only mask symptoms, OneSkin pioneered a new approach integrating tissue engineering and cutting-edge science to enhance skin biology for lasting resilience against aging. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using the code IDO at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with the code IDO. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. After a decade of hosting this podcast and talking to hundreds of experts, we know that money is one of the biggest stressors in relationships. Now, while worrying about money and anxiously awaiting payday doesn't help, Earnin actually does by putting the money you earn in your hands today. Our sponsor, Earnin, is an app that gives you access to your pay-as-you-work up to $100 a day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an additional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Many couples end up fighting about finances, especially when surprise costs arise. Earnin allows you to seamlessly deal with the unexpected trip to the vet or that splurge on date night without the added stress, letting you both focus on what really matters. Earnin is helping millions of Americans feel self-sufficient and to worry and fight less about money. All of this without debt traps, mandatory fees, or credit checks. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in relationship advice under podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's relationship advice under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
What are some of those strategies? What are some of the biggest things you see people doing wrong that you fix and then they start to get the results that they're looking for?
You want the secret.
Oh, yeah. We want our listeners, you know, they're like, tell me.
Well, I'm happy to give my secrets. I give them away every week on Dates and Mates, but I'll give you some of the top line things to consider. First of all, your dating profile is not your Instagram. It is a calling card for you specifically for dating. So one, I'm not a big fan of linking your Instagram to your dating profile because they have different functions. You have to sort of curate how you share information with people and let them earn information as opposed to, this is just everything about me. Take me as I am. If you can't handle the baggage, then just get out. And look, we all, you know, I say baggage kind of flippantly, but you know, we all have stuff. We all have experiences that shape us, whether it's from childhood or from past relationships or, you know, just the dating experience today. those all impact us in the way that we move through dating. So if we can just take a step back and say, we're just sharing the information on a need to know basis in the dating app. And the dating app is just your calling card. That's to get them in the door. And that's what I call in my program sourcing. This is like where we're finding the dates. And then we move into screening. But a lot of people put the screening step first. So they say things like, don't even message me if, in their profile, which actually we can see at OkCupid, the people that have those kind of messages in their profile get far fewer messages than those who don't. So you think that you're setting up a filter, but really what you're doing is setting up a deterrent for anybody, because it feels like you're carrying the baggage. It feels like you're already judging them or, you know, screening through them before they've even had a chance to see if you're a match and see if you would be interested in them. I also see that there are way too many photos going on dating apps, and a lot of them also are not current. So I was saying earlier, the cell phone has been the biggest change. The smartphone has been the biggest change for dating apps because, I'll tell you a story, Chase. When I started online dating, and this is, again, not that long ago, but when I started online dating, we didn't have smartphones. So for me to get my photo onto the dating app, I had to, very embarrassingly, go to Kinko's, before it was even FedEx Kinko's, I had to go to Kinko's and scan in my photo. That, first of all, is super embarrassing. Second of all, it expresses a high level of intent, right? So that was a very different experience than you have a HD camera in your phone. You can take pictures at any time. So while before, even 10 years ago, a 2-year-old photo might be able to fly on a dating app, it doesn't fly now. You have to have current photos. You have to have a curated selection of photos. I really like about 4 to 5 photos to just tell enough of your life story for them to get to know you better and take initiative to match with you and message you. On some dating apps, they require more or allow more, but I think sometimes less is more. I don't know if you would agree with that statement.
Yeah, makes sense. Especially if you have to go into Kinko's to scan them and upload them.
Seriously, like most mortifying experience of my life. And like, I didn't know what I was doing. So I had to ask the guy that was working there, like, can you help me? And I'm like, he's going to know. He's going to know why I'm scanning my photo. This is so embarrassing. But I mean, that's another thing that is worth discussing. This single shame. I see this a lot. And I talk about this on Dates and Mates all the time. Like, there's nothing wrong with you if you're single. But if you allow all of these messages to fill your mind with, you know, I need to find a partner to be happy, or like, I haven't fulfilled my life if I haven't found my person, it's going to feel really very intense. And you're going to start to feel shame around the fact that you're single. You know, especially as you get into your late 30s, 40s, or 50s, if everybody around you is partnered up and you're not, you start to think, well, what's wrong with me? And I just want to take the pressure off for anyone who's listening that is like, that's how I feel, that it's not you. I mean, maybe it's you, but it's probably not you. It's a combination of your strategy and the way that you've presented yourself. And then sometimes it's just clarity, Chase. Like, I'll ask people, what are you looking for in a match? And they're like, I don't know. I'll know it when I see it. You know, someone that I have chemistry with. And I'm like, well, have you seen it?
Yeah.
I thought I was in love so many times before I met my husband, but it's there's a difference between chemistry and love. Chemistry is infatuation. It's an initial, you know, it's an initial biological chemical reaction, but it has nothing to do with true compatibility.
You mentioned the data from OkCupid that people that are getting fewer responses. I forget, what was it that they had?
If they say, don't
the filter.
Yeah. Don't message me if.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And that's great information to know for our listeners. What are some other things like that that they're seeing on the back end through the data that are big red flags that are just kind of not working?
Great question. And I love to use the data to inform my advice to my listeners and clients, because when I know what's working, like this is what we do with dating strategy. We try certain things out. We test different primary photos. We test the result. We talk about after dates, how things went. And we look at dating as an opportunity to learn more about ourselves. So if you can learn from somebody else's mistakes or from some other trends that we've seen, then that's just going to shortcut the process for you. So some other things that we see are, there's so much, but obviously politics has become a bigger factor than it was when I started online dating. You know, we used to say, don't talk about politics on a first date, but now it's actually become a primary filter. So on OkCupid, we've seen a 10% increase in political terms in user profiles just in 2021. And of course, it wasn't even an election year. So when you think about the midterms or, you know, in 2022 or 2024, there's no question that being politically aligned is going to be one of the biggest dating deal breakers this year. And I'd love to say, like, we can look past that. But what people are doing, again, it's thin slicing. It's screening. It's looking at these, looking for shortcuts to be able to screen through all of the possible options online. So that's an interesting tidbit that I discovered. We're also seeing a trend towards sober dating, which a lot of times I talk about dry January being a thing, but we're actually seeing a big spike in people saying, using terms like sobriety, sober dating. And that, I think, is a trend that will continue, like especially coming out of the pandemic where a lot of people focused on health and wellness and self-care. We are coming through with a different awareness of how we want to live our lives.
Before we continue on, we're going to take a short break to tell you about our sponsors. Women's health, especially PMS and perimenopause, has been one of those chronically neglected areas when it comes to research and solutions. Thankfully, we have today's sponsor, Happy Mammoth. Our sponsor, Happy Mammoth, saw that there were no effective nature-inspired solutions to these issues. So they made one. Estrocontrol. Relationship advice listeners can now get 15% off your entire order on happymammoth.com with our promo code IDO at checkout. Estrocontrol contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health. The way Estrocontrol eases PMS is pretty interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that is where all of our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, some women may start having PMS symptoms, like spots on the skin, cravings, and feeling low all of a sudden. Estrocontrol was created to help women feel like themselves throughout the whole month. Estrocontrol is made especially for women who are premenopausal. It's really great for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS becomes really rough. I personally struggle from PMS firsthand, from super discomfort to just not feeling like myself. PMS has put me through the ringer time and time again, and I know it's not just me. I've seen my relationship suffer in those times when PMS takes over. Estrocontrol works to relieve many of those consuming PMS symptoms, helping us regain control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with a promo code IDO at checkout. That's happymammoth, MAMMOTH.com, and use the promo code IDO for 15% off your first order. Hey, Love Tribe. I just want to ask you a few questions. I want to know why you guys are here. Are you here because you want to stop bickering with your partner? Do you want to feel truly heard? Are you looking for ways to reignite your sex life? Or do you want to feel more emotionally connected with your partner? And let's not forget about the fun. Do you long for those fun, giggly moments at the beginning of your relationship? Over the last decade of hosting this podcast with Chase, these have been our top questions. And we get it. We've been there. And that's why we created Spark My Relationship course, because we wanted to put the tools to unlocking a fulfilling relationship right in your hands. So we're offering this course, Spark My Relationship, for only $100 until April 6th. In less than 90 days, this self-paced course will help you create more passion, improve your communication, and build a stronger, more intimate connection with your partner, all while having fun doing it. We've collaborated with over 15 psychologists and therapists to bring you the strategies that marriage therapists teach their clients. This offer is only going to last until Saturday, April 6th. So head on over to our website, sparkmyrelationship.com, and use the code FLASH24 at checkout to get the course for only $100. That's nearly 60% off, and it won't last. The sale ends April 6th. That's sparkmyrelationship.com and use the code FLASH24 to get our course for only $100.
It's going to take a long time to unpack everything, not just obviously the introduction of this technology, which was a slow thing, but certainly changed the way we date and are in relationships. But obviously COVID going on 2 years now, it's really upending everything. So I think in some ways it might be one of the harder times to be dating and trying to figure this all out. Before the dating apps, it can be frustrating, you know, trying to meet someone, you're tired of going out, but it's a bit more one-dimensional. And now, you know, you have the dating apps and there's a lot of value there, but it can be confusing, frustrating, the paradox of choice. There's so many choices. And now, obviously, the pandemic has just upended everything. How do you talk to your clients who might just be feeling overwhelmed by these different factors and maybe feeling a bit just down on the whole idea of finding a partner to settle down with?
Well, first of all, I get it. I get why it would be exhausting and overwhelming to think about right now at this moment. But I do find with the new year comes a new energy. And this is every year. So I have hope for your listeners that they're going to feel the wave of this too. And what I always tell my clients and listeners is just to listen to yourself, first of all. I don't want anyone dating from a place of feeling exhausted, feeling lacking in their life, feeling like, you know, they're not able to really show up as their best self. I want people to be able to date mindfully. So if you are just like on absolute burnout, I tell people just take a break, but give yourself a date that you're going to come back to it. So take all the apps off of your phone for a week. And it's funny because when we look at, you know, the way technology impacts brain chemistry, it can be making ourselves more tired unnecessarily by doing some things that are so normalized in society. So for example, keeping your notifications on your dating app. I have my clients shut off notifications and only then set a time like every day that they're going to check, or every other day they'll check for messages. Because if you are constantly waiting for that ping, you get a little dopamine reward every time you get a message from someone. And then what happens when that message doesn't pan out into a date or something real? You get disappointed, and that leads to people being more discouraged and more depressed. You brought up the paradox of choice, which people often bring up in relation to online dating? There's so many options now. How are people ever going to choose? But I mean, you've been doing the show for a long time. I know you've seen that people are still falling in love, right? People are still matching and finding their person, because there does come a point where you want to choose, where you create, where the desire for partnership and connection and nurturing is greater than the prospect of finding someone, quote, better. And so I really don't see as much of the paradox of choice playing out for my clients as the media would like for you to believe. It's something to be aware of, certainly. But I really see dating apps and the technology that we have to connect and communicate across the globe as a huge benefit to dating and relationship culture. Like, I have a lot of clients that have met someone long distance and have moved their whole life and changed their whole life because they met somebody on social media, or they met someone on a dating app. That was not even possible 20 years ago. So when you look at the opportunity, from my perspective, the opportunity really outweighs the possible risks and frustrations and the downside of having so many choices. Of course, I am a maximizer, not a satisficer. So take that with a grain of salt.
Well, that is a great change of perspective, right? Rather than looking at the frustrating side, it's like, look at all the potential opportunity. And it's certainly a valuable way to frame it. Are there any other major things that you see coming down the pipeline, or just things that maybe you're seeing from your clients or from your conversations that people could take into this new year?
There are so many. And I know people want like the really nitty gritty, like, just tell me what to say, Damona. What should I put in my profile? So I'll give you a couple of those if people are looking for a profile refresh. First, we want to stay positive. So, you know, we've been talking about the benefits. Try to bring that energy into your dating profile. There are certain words that do really well. Of course, only use them if it's authentic to you. But words like food, travel, music, those do really well. I like to tell a story through profiles when I'm crafting a profile for someone. So rather than thinking of it as a list, if you could tell a story about the concert that you can't wait to go to when the pandemic is over, about the last concert you went to, or about the first concert you ever went to, that can evoke feelings of connection and sort of paint a picture of your life that's more valuable than just listing out, like, I like music. Well, what kind of music? Tell me. I want somebody who's funny. Well, what's your sense of humor? Specificity is really key. We also want people to be open. And so there's a definite trend towards people wanting authenticity. We've seen this in the last few years, you know, and even on OkCupid, is we've shifted from having usernames on the profile to having real names, real ages, and having people kind of take down the walls of I need to be this way to be attractive and dateable. But when you are your true self, that ultimately is the most attractive thing. And that's ultimately the goal, to attract somebody who wants the real you, to attract somebody who wants, you know, I tell my clients about the factors of long-term compatibility. They're shared goals, shared values, communication and conflict resolution skills, and trust. And the thing with a lot of those elements are that they can't be determined on a first date. We have to practice slow love. We have to get to know someone over time and reveal ourselves and allow them to be revealed to you. So my advice for the pandemic and however long we're in it, and hopefully also for the future, is just to, first of all, slow down, and then to focus on connection. I talk to my Dates and Mates listeners about empathetic dating all the time, seeing where that person is coming from. And even if they're not a match for you, like, honoring them for what time you've shared, and not carrying any frustration or disappointment with you over to the next opportunity. Each person is an individual, and each opportunity is a new chance to start over and maybe find that person that will unlock a new feeling and possibly even a new life for you.
I love that, Damona. And that is just a really great place to wrap things up and give our listeners some hopeful, inspiring ways to look at dating in 2022, or maybe you're with someone now, and that's important to just kind of realize for all of our relationships, right? Like the empathetic dating, you could say empathetic listening, you know, that person, your neighbor, might not be your best friend and they might not have value directly to you, but listening and gaining that human connection, we certainly need now more than ever. So thank you so much for coming back on the show and having a conversation with me. Before we wrap up, can you tell our listeners where they can find you online and if there's anything you want to leave them with, and then we'll say goodbye.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure talking with you. I do the Dates and Mates podcast every Tuesday. We have new episodes. Yes, we are coming up on 400 episodes, which blows my mind. You can find that wherever you're listening to this podcast right now, looking up Dates and Mates or going to datesandmates.com. And you can find me online at Damona Hoffman on all the socials. And finally, you can download the OkCupid app if you're looking for love. Check it out. It's free. A lot of people don't realize it's free. So you could be online and looking for matches and figuring some of this stuff out as you listen along to Dates and Mates.
Thanks so much, Damona. Our listeners can find the links in our show notes and at idopodcast.com to everything you've mentioned here today. And thanks again for coming back on the show.
Thank you.
As always, thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, all the links to the guest as well as any of their recommendations will be in the show notes page. You can find the link to that in the episode description or by going to idopodcast.com. Click on the podcast tab up at the top and you will have access to all the episodes that we've ever done. There are over 300 of them. And while you're on our website, if you haven't checked out our free 14-day happy couple challenge, we really hope you do. It's a free email challenge that we send to you. It's 14 days of fun, easy, doable challenges to help strengthen and improve your relationship. And if you're looking for something that provides a little more help with working on your relationship, whether it's improving intimacy or communication with your partner, or just bringing the spark back, we would love for you guys to check out our online course, Spark My Relationship. We're offering $100 off to all of our listeners if you go to sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. We've worked with over 15 psychologists and therapists to create the real life tools and strategies that they are teaching their clients. So we wanted to give them to you. It's a self-paced online course that can be done in as little as a month or up to 3 months. You can really decide how much or how little you want to do with your partner, or maybe just yourself. So we hope you guys check that out. It's sparkmyrelationship.com/unlock. Have a great day.
You are listening to a Pleasure Podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.